So Hare Krishna, I want to say I'm very, very, very inspired to be here with all of you. I have had heard from one of you. Sorry, let me first fix this, then I will speak. Krishna, 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 Krishna. I think now it should work. I had heard that you are meeting each Saturday. First, it was difficult, of course, because of the world situation, but then somehow, through all this, anxiety which is there in the world, the creeper of bhakti came through almost forcibly, like a plant which breaks through hard beton. Huh? And then it came that some of you, a small group, were meeting regularly. I think around Dauji, Gerda, Devaki, and others. You started to meet regularly and have the morning program. And as I came here, I was just reflecting about this. I read yesterday about Srila Prabhupada's departure in Vrindavan, you know, his last moments. He was surrounded by loving devotees, and his last words were Hare Krishna. Then he stopped speaking and stopped breathing and went away from us. But at that time, something happened. One devotee was there. He was actually leading the kirtan, and he strongly felt when Srila Prabhupada left his mortal frame, in his house in Vrindavan. At that time, Srila Prabhupada took a turn and he went actually into the heart of the devotees who were welcoming him. And I think this is a secret in bhakti. One of the secrets is you don't need to have physical association with a great soul. If you welcome him into your own heart, he's present and gives you directions. So I've really felt that when I heard that a very inspired group, and inspiring group, I should also say, of you meets each Saturday and does the whole program with Tulsi Artik, and I think you start with the Guru Ashtakam, the Mangal Artik, so on. And then in the afternoon you sing and dance in the streets of Berlin, today Alexanderplatz. Sorry?
Today is Brandenburger Tor.
Brandenburger Tor. Atacha. So
we all know from the Raja Yatra. We know the Brandenburg Gate from the Raja Yatra,
yes,
where you always dance at the closing ceremonies.
So yeah. Oh my God.
It's very inspiring place.
I want to dance at the Brandenburger Tor. Bess is on top of it. You know, where the chariot is, you know. So yeah, when I heard that you are doing this, you know, compact program of Krishna consciousness, I really felt you had somehow welcomed Srila Prabhupada in your heart, and he has encouraged and inspired you and has also given you the strength to do this. So I'm very, very impressed. In two ways. First of all, I'm impressed by really Srila Prabhupada, that even after his departure, you know, when in 1977 he really left his body surrounded by loving disciples, and then he really did not just go all the way away, but he made himself available to those who welcome him in his heart, and then gives them strength. And I think you all notice this when you read Srila Prabhupada's books, for instance, that all of a sudden, as you read, some clarity comes into your mind, clarity about what to do in your life, and also some strength, isn't it? We can feel that. So I'm in good company this morning. I'm very happy to be amongst you, and I feel I have something important to share with you, something inspiring from the Bhagavatam. Something which makes you hopeful that yes, it is possible for you to develop full Krishna consciousness, and how you can develop this full Krishna consciousness, that we will read from the Bhagavatam. So let us sing Jai Radha Madhava. Madhava Kunya Viha Ri. See?
Jai Baladeva. Hare Krishna, Hare
Go Premalandi! Follow shru 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 shrada danasya vasudeva
katha
ruchi shru 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 shrada danasya Vasudeva Kataruchi
Vasudeva Kataruchi
Syan
Mahatsevaya
Vipraha Syan Mahatsevaya
Vipraha
Punya Tirta
Nishevana
Punyatirtha Nishevana.
Punyatirtha Nishevana.
Shushrusho Shadadanasya.
Shushrusho Shadadanasya.
Vasudeva Kataruchi.
Vasudeva Kataruchi.
Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra.
Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra.
Punyatirtha Nishevana.
Punyatirtha Nishevana.
Shushrusho Shadadanasya.
Shushrusho Shadadanasya.
Vasudeva Kataruchi.
Vasudeva Kataruchi.
Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra. Punyatirtha Nishevana.
Punyatirtha Nishevana.
Someone else, please. Shushrusho Shadadanasya.
Vasudeva Kataruchi.
Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra.
Punyatirtha Nishevana.
Maybe a Vaishnavi?
Shushrusho Shadadanasya.
Vasudeva Kataruchi.
Syanaha
Sevaya Vipra.
Punyatirtha Nishevana.
Shushrusho. One who is engaged in hearing. Shadadanasya. With care and attention. Vasudeva. In respect to Vasudeva. Kata. The message. Ruchi. Affinity. Sya. Is made possible.
Mahatsevaya.
By service rendered to pure devotees. Vipraha. O twice born. Punyatirtha.
Those who are cleansed of all vice.
Nishevana.
By service.
The translation. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. Purport. The conditioned life of a living entity is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called Deva, or godly living beings, and there are men called Asuras, or demons, who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, a vivid description of the Asuras is given, in which it is said that the Asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance, life after life, and so sink to the lower animal forms and have no information of the Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead. These Asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness according to the Supreme Will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord. And when they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness,
They are known as the powerful incarnations of the Lord, as sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the Asuras. And the demoniac followers, and the demoniac followers of such Asuras are also accept pretenders as God or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself according to the indication of the revealed scriptures, but he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him sometimes as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Vishnu, 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 Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God, although undoubtedly he was God himself. The Lord behaves so to warn us against unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. And the Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God. This eagerness to hear, let us repeat this so that we can think a little about it. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering into the kingdom of God. Hare Krishna. Let us again chant the verse, please. Shushushro Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanat. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. In this verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has discovered five stages of progress in devotional life. If we follow this verse, we will go through five different levels, really. And I would like to show you a little bit how this works. The verse starts with the verse with the
Shushushroshadadanasya, one should hear with faith, Vasudeva Kataruchi, what should one hear? Well, the talk about Krishna. And then Syan Mahat Sevayavi Pra. This becomes possible by service to great devotees. See, when you do service to devotees, great devotees, there are two very nice side effects which qualify you to enter into the kingdom of bhakti. If you do service, you get satam kripa, the causeless mercy of devotees. No? They will think, oh, you hear someone who serves so nicely, let them have mercy. No? This is when you continue to do this service here in the Saturday, Prabhupada will feel, oh, they are, the Berlin devotees are really keeping up Krishna consciousness. And then satam kripa, that is the mercy which comes, which is absolutely important. This is the result of mahatseva, or the service to the devotees. These two are very important. You need to have the mercy to start your devotional service. Then there is another point. Shushushroshadadanasya means faith develops by serving the devotees. In the beginning, there is devotee seva, and then you will have faith in Krishna. Oh, you will think, Krishna is wonderful. I have faith. Let me dedicate my life to him. And then it continues in the verse, there is the Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. Tirtha can mean a holy place, but it can also mean a guru. Yes. After you have developed faith by the mercy of devotees, you actually are ready now to take shelter at the feet of a guru. You can. Sometimes we feel in Krishna consciousness, oh, I would also like to be initiated. I would also like to take this more serious. My dear devotees, let me get initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. This, you qualify yourself for this step if you first develop some faith that you serve. Only there is really in the, we have read this morning, one should not give the holy name to those who have no faith. Do you remember this offense against the holy name? So this means faith is the necessity to get the first initiation of chanting the holy name. Yes. Krishna will send you your spiritual master when you have faith. And when you lose your faith, you may have a spiritual master, but you will not really be able to advance, because faith is the prerequisite. So then it continues, Vasudeva Kata Ruchi, you develop, Ruchi, or taste in hearing about Krishna. I remember when I first came to Krishna consciousness, and I had not yet faith, and I had not yet accepted Srila Prabhupada, I could not find any taste in the scripture. I remember I sat before the Bhagavad Gita, and I had heard that so many had praised the Bhagavad Gita as the song of God as an important part of world literature. But as I was sitting before it, I felt I was not allowed to understand even one small point. First, I had to develop faith by serving the devotees. And when I had developed this faith, I could really have taste in the scriptures. This I want to tell, I want to give you a tip. How much scripture do you read every day? Maybe some read very much and some are not yet reading so much transcendental literature. And the reason why they don't read could be that they don't have yet developed a taste for this. They feel it is not really inspiring for their life, maybe. If you want to cure this, you should serve devotees, because you will get faith by the service of devotees, and as a byproduct, a result, wow, the scriptures will become so tasty. Not only the scriptures, but all the processes of devotional service, like doing, for instance, Harinam on a cold Saturday at the Brandenburger Tor, will become very tasteful for you when you do service. Now, I remember this is such an important point that I want to give an example. I had gone with the devotees to the Mayapur festival. We had all booked an airplane from Frankfurt. Devotees from America had also come, and in this airplane, it was arranged by Pan Am. I think they have made boycott. They have run out of business. Today we have no Pan Am. Yes. They have developed detachment, I think, from that flight. This flight was only the only passengers were devotees. It was booked out with devotees from America, from Canada, and from Germany. And it was wonderful. We had tons of prasadam, which we brought with us and we distributed. And there was only one difficulty. When we did kirtan, we became so enthusiastic that we wanted to dance. And we all, you know, we joined the dancers. They were in the left aisle, and they ran back and forth. And this was shaking the airplane and what's going. And the captain, the pilot who drove that plane, announced, "Please save our life, don't dance in the airplane. It is not meant for dancing. Later you can dance, but not in the airplane, please." I remember. So I was on that first plane, which went to Mayapur, and we were then in Mayapur. It was very miserable for me. The airplane was very nice, but the Mayapur, it was so hot. I drank water from the pipe and developed an amazing amount of dysentery. I could not. And in the evening, I had a very dysfunctional mosquito net. So many mosquitoes came in and stung me. I had many. You know, I was all full with mosquito bites. And and I was therefore not able to listen to the lectures because I had stayed up all night being bitten by mosquitoes and I was tired in the morning. I felt really miserable in the Mayapur festival. I had no taste. And then one devotee came to me. I still remember. He came to me and said, "You really look miserable." I said, "Yes, it doesn't take an astrologer to find that out, isn't it?" What you should do is you should serve the devotees, because then you will get faith. you will get faith in the in Krishna consciousness, and everything will start to make sense for you, to you, and you will have a tremendous amount of taste. You will get taste. So I did this. I served the devotees their prasadam. They sat in long rows, and we servers came with buckets, and we, like in the Berlin temple, and we gave everyone prasadam. There were maybe 1,000 devotees, it was many. So I did this for 3 days, and I must say all my problems were cured. I developed taste by doing this service. I developed faith, and therefore the Mayapur festival was very, very nice. So I want to say this to you from own experience and from the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam says here, by serving the devotees, you will get ruchi, or taste, in the scriptures and in everything else in devotional service. Whenever you feel you do not have any taste, and everything seems to be dry and arid, and you feel empty in your life, there's no inspiration and so on, then please, 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 take the solution and serve the devotees. Just serve them, whatever. It's nice to help in the kitchen, to prepare prasadam. It's very nice to serve them prasadam, and so on. And you will see your problems will change immediately, because Krishna becomes just so satisfied when he sees someone serving his devotees. There is something else which I would like to share with you. I think the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness is based on attachment. An attachment to Krishna, an attachment to the Srimad Bhagavatam, an attachment to the holy name. Without this attachment, or here in this verse it is described as ruchi, no? As taste, you cannot actually stay in Krishna consciousness. You will go back to material consciousness. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness throughout your life is actually an attempt to increase your attachment to Krishna. If you want to make further advancement and come very close to Krishna in this life, it will be possible if you can increase your attachment to Krishna. We have read here in this in today that this attachment comes when we do service to devotees, because they give us their mercy and so on. But yes, this attachment to Krishna is very important. Prabhupada wrote in the 4th canto, chapter 22, text 25, how you can make advancement in devotional service and become more attached to Krishna. He says we can increase our propensity for devotional service by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from realized souls. Then he continues, the more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. Now, the more we advance in devotional life, the more we actually become detached from the material world. And the more we become detached from the material world, the more we increase an attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here is a very practical solution how to become more attached to Krishna. It's so nice. You should hear more and more about Krishna And as you hear more and more, you leave your harmful attachments to the material world, which always pull you back and make you miserable. And the more you become detached and continue to hear about Krishna, the more you make actually advancement. I remember Prabhupada was saying once in Mumbai that just by hearing about Krishna, you move forward to Krishna, come very close, so that one day you see him face to face. This is the process, and Prabhupada has informed us that the eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God. So please, please, please increase your attachment to hear about Krishna by serving devotees. As you know, it is very, very difficult to change the attachment to the material world. Are you agreeing with me?
Yes.
Even Vinay, you feel that also. Yes. One wants to make advancement. One wants to do spiritual life, but then, oh, there's this new series on Netflix. Ooh, it takes so much time to see this. We are attached, no? Or we want to live a pure life. We want to eat pure food, but there's this real good restaurant in Berlin. And in this way, so many things, what to speak of the more harmful attachments, they're very harmful attachment. It's very difficult to change our hearts, which are full of attachment. See, I found out it was quite easy to accept a new name. I had an old name, and then I became initiated, and I got this very brilliant name, Sachinandan. It's the name of Lord Chaitanya. But then I found out it's a little bit more difficult to change your association. I like my friends so much, and we would go to music concerts, and we would discuss from morning till evening Jean-Paul Sartre or any of these philosophers. We were very interested. But it's even more difficult to change the lifestyle. To go early to bed, Hare Krishna. I think for all of us in Berlin, this is a challenge. What?
I may add, we have a special offer during these pandemic times. We have a japa session starting each morning at 5 o'clock. It is maintained and hosted by Jayadev and Bhakti Lata.
Wonderful.
So everybody can get together from 5 to 7 and have the
in the morning, then it's
the
easier
morning,
to get up.
Just
and
like
yeah.
in the temple, so we even increased our efforts.
Wonderful, wonderful, Prabhu, wonderful. So, yes, so it's, we are thinking at the moment about how to change, you know, our habits, to change habits. Ooh, not so easy. But most difficult is to change our heart. This is most difficult, where we become attached to Krishna and so on. It is very, very difficult to make an ant into an angel, you know. That is not very easy. But, my dear devotees, it is possible. If you hear a lot, either the Bhagavatam or, like our devotee has just informed us, chant the holy name and hear the holy name, if you hear it a lot, it is said, by hearing about Krishna, the heart becomes purified from outside. that by hearing a lot, especially from great souls, the heart becomes purified from inside. That means we are losing our attachment and inclination for selfish enjoyment, and we gain attachment to Krishna. Let me give you an example. See this little vessel. Huh? When it is sitting like this, with the opening down, when you pour a little water over it, it washes from outside. This is how what happens when you hear a little bit. It cleanses the heart from outside, but not what it does not do is it doesn't cleanse the heart from the inside, where you change your inclination, your whole life orientation. Many who are in Krishna, who are connected with Krishna consciousness, have not yet changed their inner inclination to do they do it like a belief, you know, but not as a surrender to God. But when you hear a lot, it's like a rainfall which comes down. What does this rainfall do? It turns the little cup. Monsoon. It has such a force that it turns the cup, and then the water comes inside the cup. This is the solution to changing your heart. It is maybe difficult to change the heart. It's easy to change the dress and some association, a little lifestyle changes, no problem. But to change the heart, and the materially attached heart, and make it attached to Krishna, requires the constant flow, the shower of transcendental sound vibration, which breaks into the world like the river Ganga, yes, and reaches the heart of the conditioned soul. And it doesn't just cleanse it a little bit superficially from outside, but it turns us all around into and makes Maya Dasas to Krishna Dasas, Haribo, Hare Krishna. I wanted to also say, as you go through life, there are sometimes disturbances which come, and you are disturbed by the temporary happiness and distress which pertains to the body and the mind. No? So many times Prabhupada said, sometimes devotees come to him and say, "Oh Prabhupada, I became sick. I thought when I come to Krishna consciousness, I don't become sick." And then they left Krishna consciousness disappointed. We may laugh about this example, but I have seen many devotees stopping their devotional service because of the distress which they felt. Some didn't get a husband. Some did get a husband, and that was the main distress in their life. a bad marriage, in other words. Some were disappointed with friends in Krishna consciousness. So they then become bewildered and thought, I should be Ananda, full of Ananda. But my dear devotees, it is as long as you are in a body and a mind, Prabhupada informs us, it is not possible at present to assert that we are unidentified with the body and the mind, and therefore in our present state of existence there is no possibility of being indifferent to these matters of material happiness and distress. He says, acquiring transcendental knowledge does not mean that we become indifferent to our present state of affairs, but it means that we should not be overwhelmed by the coming and going of happiness and distress. Do you feel? Do you understand? You still have a body, and the body will feel happiness and distress. For instance, I have distress now. I'm very hungry in the morning. Please, I can tolerate. I'm just giving an example. I may be very humble, very, very hungry in the morning, but I should not become overwhelmed by the hunger, by the distress. I should say, no, now I'm in the lecture. I will continue with my lecture. Either I will continue to listen to the transcendental sound vibration. And this comes with all other miseries, you know, when we have the miseries of the body and the mind, which come from cold and from diseases which may come, or from other living entities who may who may misunderstand us and act harshly towards us. This is going to come, but in Krishna consciousness, with transcendental knowledge, we can say, okay, this is the material misery, but I am an eternal soul. I don't mind. I will continue my process of devotional service. And this becomes especially easy when a devotee is fixed on going back to Godhead. If you really think in your life, I am at the moment in a process whereby which I purify my heart, I change my material attachments into attachments for Krishna, I'm doing this, and I am on my way back home, back to Godhead. I heard from someone, my friend, that in his youth he used to ride horses. I also had a horse, but I want to speak about what I heard from my friend. And he described that it was very difficult for him to keep the horse enthusiastic when they were riding away from the barn and away from the place where the horse stayed, where it could rest, where it could eat. But when he turned the horse around, zoop, and they went back to the barn, back to the place where the horse was at home, then the horse became very much strengthened. It could run very much faster, it could jump over the fences. The horse sometimes even swam through a big river and, you know, somehow kept the person who was riding on the back, you know, and took him also through the river. The horse developed a lot of tolerance with bad weather and everything, just by the idea, I'm going back to my home, which in his case was a barn. So a devotee in Krishna consciousness can also, let me change this a little so that we become a little bit more, it is easier for the microphone stand to balance the weight. Hare Krishna, please don't keep the Lord too long away from us. Hare Krishna. So for devotee also, you should know you are in a process now whereby you can change your attachments, you can drown your or get a lot of Krishna katha, a lot of transcendental vibration, a lot of the chanting of the holy name, which will turn your heart around. Remember, it will, the closed heart, which is pointing towards the material energy, will become an open heart that points towards Krishna. By hearing Krishna Katha. And as a result, my dear devotees, you are on a road that brings you back home, back to Godhead. If sometimes at the when you are on the road, you should experience the happiness and distress which comes to the body and the mind. Don't mind it so much. There's something much bigger going on than the happiness and distress. You are actually reforming your life and going back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. There are many, many people who have tried to give up material attachments which anchor them to the material world. But only those who have developed attachment to Krishna were successful. Prabhupada talks about sannyasis who leave their home and their villages to go into the forest to perform austerities there. But because the attachments are so deeply rooted in the heart, the world which they wanted to give up comes with them, stays in the heart, and their attachments are still there. However, by hearing about Krishna and developing the desire to go back home, back to Godhead, wow, you will be able to give up material attachments very easily, and you will even tolerate the distresses and also the happiness. They will not bring you from the path. I want to end my lecture by telling you about one extraordinary devotee who met the devotees, who heard from the devotees, and who then changed her whole life around and went back home, back to Godhead. Her name is Varamukhi. Varamukhi was a young prostitute. She had many clients who used to take her services, and as a result became quite rich, so that she built a villa which looked from outside like a palace, and she could afford a lot of property. So once it so happened that some devotees who were going on a preaching tour through the country were walking past her property, and it had become quite late already, so they went, they looked at the property, they saw, oh, such nice shady places, good trees, so they went without waiting for an invitation, like devotees are. They go everywhere, even to Brandenburger Tor. They went right into the court of the property under the shady trees. They made some little tables, they brought out their deities, they made artics to the deities. The prostitute looked from the window and looked at the innocent faces of the devotees who were shining with bliss of Krishna consciousness. And she thought, these are so different than the other people who come from to me. But I should serve them. I should serve them really. So she felt a great turning in her heart. She prepared a plate with gold coins on it, a big amount of gold coins, and she went to the devotees and said, please, my dear devotees, take this donation. So the devotees had never seen so much money at one place, and they said, oh, really? I mean, this is very much. We don't need so much. Who are you? And you look quite young. What is your profession that you are so wealthy? And Varamukhi said, I don't. If you would hear the name of my profession, you would shudder. I better don't tell you. No, no, speak. Speak your heart. We'll see you're a little distressed. So Varamukhi started to cry, being in this pure-hearted association, and said, oh, my dear devotees, I'm wasting my life. I'm serving lusty people. And she told everything. And the devotee said, oh, Hare Krishna. So Varamukhi said, do you think there is a way for me to change my life and get free from these sinful reactions which I do by my sinful profession? The devotee said, yes. Why don't you take your wealth and make a very beautiful crown for Lord Ranganath with jewels, emeralds, sapphires, rubies? Varamukhi said, you are very merciful and open-hearted devotees, but I fear if I go to the temple, these smarter brahmanas will not accept me. Instead, they will tell me I should leave the temple immediately and take my crown with me. Oh, said the devotees, no, you know, Krishna is very merciful. And then they began to talk about the mercy of Krishna. For instance, I can imagine they must have mentioned the pastime of Putana. Do you remember? Putana was so sinful. She was living by drinking the blood of young children. Don't know if we have such criminals in Berlin. Can it get worse? I don't think so. So she came actually. She was informed by Kamsa about Krishna, and that Kamsa, the ruler, thought Krishna is my worstest enemy. You please kill him. So she came into a Braj and she smeared her breast with the most deadly Halakuta poison, and then took on a form. She was a shapeshifter, you say, in magic. There's one art to change your shape, your form. So she was a shapeshifter and she took another form, and she actually deceived Yashoda and all the other Brijbasis and went to Krishna. And when Krishna was there, when she took Krishna on her lap, she took the zari away and gave him her breast to drink. But in the milk was the most difficult of poisons. So Krishna cannot be killed. Krishna is Krishna. He began to suck, and with sucking out the milk, he sucked out even the life force, the prana of Putana, who now began to struggle for her life. She was touched by the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna was there on her, smiling and taking all her sin out of her sinful life, and drinking from her breast. But Putana was screaming and she was beating the lotus feet of Krishna. Get off my chest, child. And she wanted to push Krishna away. She was so sinful. But Krishna took the life force and then accepted her pure. He took all the poison of sin and everything out of her and accepted her in the spiritual world as his eternal nurse. Nurse means, like Amme, we say in German language. So So Krishna is very merciful. Whatever is your motive when you come to him, Varamukhi, he will accept you. Krishna accepted even Putana. Just put a lot of her wealth in, and then very shyly she came to the temple of Ranganath. And the priest saw her and said, you are looking very nervous. Why are you looking so nervous? She didn't want to say anything. She said, I brought a crown for Lord Ranganath. The priest said, No, tell us who you are. We want to make sure that this crown is not coming from sinful money, from bad money. This is our duty as priests. Tell us who you are. And she again broke down crying and said, if I tell you my profession, you would not be able to tolerate it. It's so sinful. So they understood, because she was also looked extremely beautiful. They understood and they said, no. At this moment, Lord Ranganath came into the heart of the chief priest and he said, she is my devotee. She should bring their crown to me. I will accept it. So she could even come on the altar. So the priest said, wow, this is an invitation. I also would like to have such an invitation. I come without invitation. But she's invited. So he took Varamukhi and said, bring your crown and put it on the head of Lord Ranganath. So this deity is huge. Who of you has seen Lord Ranganath? You have seen with your own eyes. Wow. I have also seen. There is a huge deity, so she comes on the altar. But the deity is so big, how can she get the crown on Ranganath's head? So Ranganath saw her problem and just moved his head like this down. So she put the crown on, and then Ranganath put the head up smile at us. He looks extremely beautiful. You must all see Ranganath one day. So how had this transformation happened? How had this miracle come? It had come because of what we hear in this verse. One gets in contact with the devotees, one serves the devotees, she had given her property for the use of the devotees, and one hears from the devotees. And as one continues to hear, not a little bit, but a lot, one's inclination in the heart changes from being selfish and being attached to the material world to becoming detached from the material world. She took all her wealth and put it into a beautiful crown, and when she approached with her gift the Lord accepted her by even bending down a little bit with his head. This is the beauty of bhakti, my dear devotees. But I need to say again in this verse, in the mood of this verse, it is based on a certain process, and we will again chant the verse here. Please, you all repeat me. Shushusho shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevana. O twice born sages, or we could say, O devotees in the Berlin temple, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. by such service, one gains affinity, you know, one changes his inclination for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. And this is bhajana kriya. This hearing about Krishna is a form of bhajan, form of devotional service, which is very, very powerful. Oh, should I read to you again Prabhupada's process, how he brings everything, makes it very practical, how to advance? Jani Tai, do you want to hear this?
I thought so.
The more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. The more we make advancement in our devotional life, the more we become
detached
from the material world. You know everything. The more we become detached from the material world, the more we increase an attachment, our attachment for the Supreme Personality of God. It all starts with hearing. And if you don't have any taste in hearing, what should we do? We should serve the devotees. Then a taste comes. Maybe you all can remember how you were in your life serving, doing service in relationship to the temple, and how you became somehow more attached to Krishna so that you wanted to hear more. This is really a formula that works. And I can see really with great, great happiness. I think Prabhupada would be so proud of each single one of you. He would give satam kritam kripam, his great mercy to you, because you're doing service, you're serving Krishna so nicely by keeping this temple, even in difficult times, alive and afloat, and you are doing Harinam Sankirtan, and you must also know, coming together and doing the morning program is devotional service. Did you know this? Devotional service has 9 forms, and it all starts with Shravanam and Kirtanam. Oh, this is, wow, thank you, Dauji. You are our true well-wisher. Hare Krishna. So this is a little what I wanted to present to you. I hope you are inspired. Maybe you have a few questions, which I will try to answer. Yes. What is your good name?
Hare Krishna, Sushananda Swami. My name is Yuri.
Yuri, yes.
Yes. I have a question. You talk about
yes,
detachment to material world and attachment to Krishna. Should we find the balance between these two
things? Yeah.
Or we should only be attachment to Krishna and other coming away?
It's like this. It is not so easy to change our attachments. It's difficult. Yes, we can change our attachment to our name, our associates, we can change that. We can change our attachments to lifestyle and habits, but to change this deep-rooted attachment of aham ameti, from I and mine, you know, I want to enjoy this world, I want to be the center, not so easy. And this only happens when you, this change of the heart, this change of the inclination, this change of the deep, most deep-rooted attachments can only happen when you hear a lot about Krishna. Maybe you do not know this, but there is a very difficult statistic about spiritual life. It's universal, by the way. It's many come in the beginning and are attracted, but most give up the process, their deep involvement. There are only a few saints in the Christian religion, no? A few very, and also in Krishna consciousness, we attract many, many, many people, but we lose also many, many people. It's 85%, only 15% sticks. Because it's not so easy to change the deep-rooted attachments in the heart. It's not so easy. But it is possible. Remember the example, when you hear a lot, especially it is said from pure souls, no? Then the inclination in the heart is changing. Yeah. And you become really attached to Krishna. You cannot. Prabhupada said even about this hearing, one should mold his life in such a way that one cannot live without hearing about Krishna. Krishna. Hare Krishna. So yes, answering your question, by increasing your hearing, you will increase your detachment. But then, when you are feeling, now I don't really need to do this any longer, then you could drop it. You should not, out of habit, continue it. Yeah. Maybe a new devotee is attached to smoking cigarettes, maybe. Someone who comes to us in the beginning. And after some time, by eating prasadam, by having the association with devotees, by worshipping the deities, by chanting, he comes to a level where he feels, no, I don't need any cigarettes any longer. At that time he should not be a rascal and continue to smoke. You know, it is. Yeah, the process of bhakti is helped by, there are four things which we should renounce, where we should become detached. One is meat eating, that's easy, I think everyone can do. Then what else is there? Intoxication, cigarettes. We should say, no, I don't do this. Then gambling. And then comes the most difficult for the conditioned soul, sex life. Mm-hmm. No? These should be renounced. Only when it's renounced can you really advance. And when you take sacred initiations, you say these four, it's over with these. No, we don't do this. Prabhupada once said, I would have many, many followers if I wouldn't have the four rules and regulations. But this detachment is necessary. This is at a certain time, when one is ready to give these promises, one should give promises and then never break them again. That is the road of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Yes, please.
Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, my question is, you talked a lot in today's lecture about serving devotees. So my question would be, how we can serve the devotees and at the same time we don't aspire any kind of benefit from this kind of service. We can keep ourselves detached from the result of the service.
Yeah. How we can keep ourselves. See, normal service which we do has always a little tag, I want to get something in return. When we come in the association of devotees, we should be conscious before we come to the temple, I will do now service where I don't expect a result. I always say this to myself when I come to a temple, I say, I will use this opportunity to serve the devotees now. I will not expect anything, I will just come to do a service. It is a training which you have to give yourself. And you know, this training, or let's say it's possible to not expect return if you remember that the service to the devotees and to Krishna, they are related, is the highest gain. More, there is nothing more. Everything else, to get a wristwatch in return, or I don't know, money or praise, is not as high as the service of Krishna. You know, in Bengal, there was a very powerful Muslim ruler who held the governmental post at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. His capital was Goda, and he used to rule Goda from there. So once, he was in his palace, all of a sudden saw outside of a palace a huge crowd assembly. And in the midst of the crowd, he saw a personality who had a golden body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They danced, and the crowd danced. And he thought, have they come to chase the Moguls out of Bengal? And he thought, well, my army's not big enough to stand up against this massive ocean of people. Then he asked one of his ministers, who was from there. His name later became Rupa Goswami, but he was known at that time as Dabi Akash or Sakamali Malik. He had been given another name. He said, "Who is that?" And who is that? Rupa said, "No, that person in the middle with the golden complexion." And he was informed, "This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How much does he pay to these people who go with him? Because, I mean, they are coming now in such big numbers, more than my army. I have to pay so much to these people in my army, especially when it's wartime and they have to confront an enemy." He doesn't give them anything in return. Huh? Wow, then he must be a really influential prophet. So, see, the people around Nawab Hussain Shah needed payment. Only for payment they were doing the things. The people around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although they went into a dangerous place, I mean, they were dancing right before the palace of the Nawab. That was really dangerous. That was forbidden for the Hindu population to come together in big numbers and sing the names of their God. Was absolutely forbidden. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, they did this, and they didn't even have one single paisa. Or at that time the currency was anna, you know, the small conchels, you know. No. Because the service, devotional service, was a much higher gain than the monetary gain, the money gain. So when you go and serve the devotees of Krishna or Krishna in the temple, you should know this is the highest gain. You are now close to Krishna. And when someone wants to give you money for this, you say, no, 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 please, 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 please. You know, sometimes an older devotee who is accepting service from others, like, for instance, they may bring him foodstuffs, prasadam, he will feel, oh, they are so poor, I want to give them some support so that they can buy. But those younger devotees who come and bring some service, they say, no, 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 please, 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 allow me to do this service. I don't want anything back, because this is the highest. And the moment I want something for my service, it's no longer service. The moment I want something back, it's a payment. It's a professional relationship. It's not a pure service relationship. Therefore, we in Krishna consciousness, when we do service, I mean, we most have professions and get, you know, they do something and they get money, and a lot of programmers and so on. But when we come to the temple, we say, no, 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 this is something else. This is not profession. This is service to God. And the moment I want something back, I become a merchant. I become I'm no longer serving. The worst thing you can do for a devotee who does service is to tell, to give him some Lakshmi. I made this mistake a little bit because I need, I cannot speak 100% good English. My mother tongue is German, so I need people who edit my books. And this takes time to edit the books. And the time they may need for their, to earn money for their rent and for their food. No? And then I've often seen when I say, can I just give you something, you know, so that you can work for me instead? You wouldn't be able to do this if because it's a time problem. So I don't give you payment. I just give you something to support your life so that you don't need to work there, but you can do your skills here. But they say, no, 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 Maharaj, please, 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 don't, please, don't take the chance away from me. So, we don't want money, but usually we want some recognition. Oh, that someone says, you did so nice and praises us. But this is also not so good. It is, it has become a habit in our society that we always thank everyone. This should be seen as an affectionate gesture, but not as giving something to in return, so to say. No. If it's done in as affection, it is good. But if it is done, oh, I need to say something good about him, otherwise he will not do it any longer. Then this starts to become a relationship where the purity is no longer there, the purity of service. Hare Krishna. Nice. What is your good good name again?
My name is Shumit.
Shunit.
Shumit.
I remember Shumit. We have spoken in the past. But with the mask, keep it. With the mask, I can't see the whole face, but only the half face. You could also be Sonjoy. Hare Krishna. Yes, Dauji?
I have a question. I asked this question on Wednesday, but it was very interesting for me because I was like whole day on Wednesday reading about how to divine mind from the intelligent and how to keep mind on the holy name.
Mm-hmm.
And I am thinking that I can ask you. And the, when I came to the temple, there was like verse 5:24. Maybe if you remember, one who is happiness is within, who is active and rejoice within, and whose aim is inward, is actually the perfect mystic. And there is like Krishna said that what he will become when person will do this. He is liberated in the Supreme, and ultimately he is attained the Supreme.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and Mataji Jalangi answered me with verse number 1851, but there is like mountain of super sadhu qualities like
yeah.
a person should have. But for me it's like very interesting your personal experience, how you concentrate on the holy name, because I know the mind's always disturbed and try to go out from the heart, like you should keep him and on the holy name, but I'm interested so much your experience.
Yeah, there are two ways how you can concentrate on the holy name. The first way would be the best way, that is to have taste, but that's not always easy. So you can also come from another direction. The taste is very high. It means you have a very pure heart and you think of Krishna while you chant. But if you cannot come from this high place, you have to come from the place where you have some little influence, something what you can do on your own. And the first thing I always do is I understand my body is a gift of Krishna. So I use the body by just consciously and purposefully focusing everything doing japa on the holy name. That means the sound of the holy name is there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I hear the holy name. So that's how I use the body. Then I use the mind also. The mind sometimes runs away. It's even, scientifically you can say there are many departments in the brain which take care of various functions of thinking. For instance, you may chant and you may be very focused on chanting, but then somehow one part of the brain which is for survival will go, ah. And you would think, I'm so hungry. That's from the brain. I do not cannot give you the direct place, but maybe the brain stem. I think the brain stem is for survival, you know. So you get, what you experience when you chant is that you're focused for some time, and then some parts of your brain start functioning, and your mind goes according to these conditions of your neural network into a certain direction. Mm-hmm. Or you may think, you may chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and all of a sudden you have a sexual thought in your mind. From where did this just come? I mean, I was chanting. It's simple. One part of your brain which is responsible for this has fired, and boom, all of it, and your mind has followed in the this channel which has been opened by that part of the brain. Or you may think of a memory. Oh, yesterday this was, you chant, and boom, all of a sudden a memory comes. Oh, yesterday I was at the grocer's shop and I did not I forgot to take enough money, so I have to bring him today my debt, you know. So in this way, while you chant, it is very, very common that various parts of your brain begin to fire or become activated, and then the mind goes into a certain direction. It's absolutely normal. But what you have to do is you have to first of all know that this will happen, and then when this happens, let us say your mind goes into a memory
what happened at the grocery shop yesterday. You just catch the mind from where it went and bring it back to the chanting of the holy name until the chanting becomes so strong that it pervades all the parts of your being. Usually what you feel is at that time your chanting is in the heart area where the feelings of devotion and other emotions reside. You want to therefore if you want to know the secret of good chanting, you have to bring your mind away from this portion and bring it into the heart. The perfection of japa is attained, says Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, if you take the mind and keep it with the mantra in the heart. You feel, oh Krishna, Krishna, my dear Krishna, and like this, where you feel close to Krishna as you chant. Welcome, 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 you must be hungry, we soon have prasadam. I knew your mind. in this way, you just bring the chanting of the holy name into a devotional space, the heart. So, how do you attain fixation in the chanting? First, do what you can do with the body. Sit down properly, make the vibration, hear the vibration. Second, Dauji, is you have to learn to bring the mind to the present moment where you are chanting. And the easiest is that you connect the mind with the vibration of the holy name, that it's fully filled with the holy name. And the third, Dauji, is you should chant for Krishna. Therefore, it's good to chant before deities or pictures of Krishna. After all, you chant the name, and then you're totally fixed. Body, mind, and heart. It's a little bit of science. If you want to go deeper in it, I've written, it's the first chapter in the Living Name book. It is also available in Russian language. Russian translation is there. Yeah? Ooh. It is there.
He has it.
Oh. It's called Yojana, Alignment. Please read that. It's really scientific and it works 100%. Krishna. Yes. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, I just wanted to ask you this question that when we are, for example, in my case, when I'm cooking on the in the kitchen, and here there is aarti going on, and I feel guilty that I cannot join the aarti. I want to join the aarti, but I cannot join the aarti because I have to cook.
Yes. Yeah.
And how to deal with this guilt, Maharaj?
The best thing is when you feel this calling, I should be there for the aarti, I should. But you have another duty, then you just lower the flame so that nothing can burn and just see from here, from the door, the deity, look at the deity and then say, my Lord, I'm cooking for you, I'm just now coming, and then you go back to the kitchen and continue to cook. like this. In other words, you make some little contact, but be careful not that burns, you know. So you have to somehow manage to put it somewhere or to put the, I don't know, do we have gas or electricity here? Gas, this is easy to put off. And then you just quickly come for a short darshan. It will be very satisfying. And Lord Jagannath will understand. You will find, when you talk your heart that, my Lord, I cannot come to the Arctic, I'm cooking for your pleasure only, you know, then you will feel Lord Jagannath saying, take care, dig. You will, because he understands very much. Arishman Baba. He would say like this to you. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Like you gave example of horse, that when horse goes back to his home,
yeah,
it's very excited.
Yes.
So because he's aware, like he's very, he trusts that it is his home. But when we are like, for me personally, like I listen so much, like we have ultimate goal to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, if my material mind works in a way, like if I get to know, like this is the benefit I'm getting, then I will definitely get excited.
Yeah.
But somewhere there's a trust deficit in my mind that I'm not fully trusting that. Yes, I understand that the five rules are good for my material life also. If I follow them, I will have a healthy life and a good life in my in this material world. But somewhere beyond that, I'm not able to trust my destination. Like, I'm not getting that taste, and I'm not trusting that enough. Otherwise, I will definitely get motivated. So this, how to trust that I have to reach that destination.
Thank you very much. This is a wonderful question. Yes, it means our faith is not yet so strong. I remember when I first heard about India, I thought I'd never go there. There are only mosquitoes living. And there will be terrible diseases. You can't drink the water. You know, this is what we hear in the West as children, you know. You can't drink the water. The people are so poor, they always will cheat you. You know, and every price, there is no fixed price for anything. And, you know, I only heard these stories, and I had no faith that going to Vrindavan is a good time. But I continued to hear and hear and hear the real story. And then all of a sudden the faith was there, I must go to Vrindavan. This is also about our spiritual destination. At this moment our faith is not so strong. We have many doubts about it, we have many, or we just can't relate to it very much. We hear about it, but then we forget very quickly about it when we are surrounded by material life and the different goals and so on. So therefore it is absolutely required that we hear, because only by hearing will our faith develop. And from faith comes love. Love does not come, you can't order your heart, let me love this spiritual world, let me love Krishna. You can't order love in your heart, but love comes automatically. It is awakened when some faith is there. So, but for that we must listen a lot. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Everything in devotional service starts with hearing. The Garuda Purana gives the example that at the moment we are so much covered with avidya, with ignorance, we are covered with asmita, ego, and raga, attachment, and we are also covered with dvesha and abhinivesha. I will not translate all these things. We are so covered that we are like people who are lying deeply asleep in their beds. And to wake up our deeply people who are deeply slumbering, you need to hear you need to hear the sound vibration. The example is also given when someone is bitten by a snake. The effect of the snake bite is so strong that he is lying in coma. So how to get him out of the coma? It is in old Indian tradition, you would bring a snake charmer and he would chant the mantra, a proper mantra. And some herbs he would give, and then you would come out. So in Krishna consciousness, also, we are hearing the mantras, Hare Krishna, etc. And we hear the Bhagavatam Katha. And as we hear more and more, we will awaken from being poisoned by material life. And we will, and then we'll get some herbs, that is the prasadam. And then, everything finished. You can now go forward very nicely. This is the power of hearing transcendental sound vibration. Transcendental sound vibration has its own power, its own energy. My dear everyone, we could go on like this for much more. Devaki, may I ask a question to you? Or Dauji, prasadam is available?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So let us hear from this young man about the next part of the program. So I thank you all very much. It was a genuine pleasure to be with you. This is Krishna's mercy that you could come this morning. Hare Krishna.
Tomorrow we have morning program at the traditional time for 30 in the morning, and yeah, the devotee who want to chant japa offline can come 5 till 7. We have japa.
Oh yeah. Just one short announcement. Tomorrow we have the traditional morning program. This is now really absolutely cool. It's really something out of this world. We start, listen to this, at 4:30. Yes, I know. That's when there is also sleeping going on. But at 4:30 we start, and then there is japa.
Japa, 4:30
till 7:30.
4:30 to 7:30.
Yes. Wow. Yes. So you can come. Yes.
And for those outside for the japa session, which is transmitted, we are connected to the temple.
Yes.
And we spread it out. And one devotee from Kathmandu is every morning, nearly every morning, she participates because she was here in Berlin, close to the temple. Then she went to Kathmandu. She still got the emails, and there the information is that every morning we do this. So,
an online thing.
Yeah, it's also online with Zoom.
Yeah. So in the temple there is physical, but then the opportunity is online also.
And the deities are transmitted to the online
world. Wow, and the deities you can look online.
Yeah.
So if you want the link, here is the man.
It's very simple. It is temple. Berlin.de, and there you find the Zoom link. We always have the same Zoom link so that nobody gets lost. You can just switch there. If you do not have the possibility to come to the programs here, physically you can switch at 5 to 7 or whatever, and you can stay there for 2 minutes or for 2 hours as you like, and it's a good process to get together, because then you hear the sound vibration of the others, and tomorrow it's very auspicious because we can connect the both things.
Good.
Can you repeat this for the online?
Oh yeah, for our online audience, Hare Krishna everyone online. I'm just hearing that there is a facility offered by the Berlin Temple to chant japa together. You can access this online, this Zoom link, by going to templeberlin.de. Temple Berlin in one word.
Yes.
.de, and there you find everything, japa programs, everything. Good. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. So tomorrow. Exception here, starting at 4:30, but every day online. When starting at
5.
Oh, so
just
ready.
Like in the normal temple.
Wonderful.
And then goes on to until 7, and it's hosted by
Jayadev,
our devotee,
yeah.
Jayadev.
Wonderful.
And
his wife. Yeah.
And so it's they do it since last May, because everybody was so sad that we couldn't have so much association.
Yes.
And then it was started, and it's really a good vibration and a possibility even for that lady from Kathmandu. It's so wonderful. Talk to her what's going on, and she shows her deities. And
Berlin is meant to be international. That is the meaning of Berlin. Good. So, yes, Daoji, you want to say something else? Or?
Yeah, just little announcement. Just
please, please.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, dear devotee, thank you that you are coming today. And yeah, of course, I want to, that working on this program, not only three person and Maharaj said that many devotees there. And also, first I want to say our special guests, very thank you so much that you are coming and inspire us and give such a beautiful class.
It's my pleasure, my pleasure.
Shivashachananda Maharaj Ki! And also, like, I want to say thank you to devotee who was cooking today, Joy Prabhu and Shumit Prabhu. Yeah. Haribo! Also, Prabhuji. What is his name?
Ashutosh.
Ashutosh Prabhu also was helping.
Ashutosh Prabhu also was helping.
Yes, and also Mataji, Devaki, and was cooking today, yeah, for pleasure of Jagannath.
Jaya Mataji.
And also want to say that Jaya Mataji prepares such a beautiful garlands and flowers.
Oh, thank you.
For Jagannath. And Haribo! Yeah, and also I want to say that today we have sponsor, and thank you to Mohit Prabhu that he is sponsoring this morning program today. Yeah, and devotee, sorry if I forget somebody, that yeah, please, without you it would be not possible. Thank you so much, and see you today on the Harinam or tomorrow in the morning in the temple, online or offline. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Dauji, Dauji, yeah.
Okay.
It's so nice, no? Such a pure-hearted soul, no? We feel, oh yeah, we can have faith in such pure-hearted Vaishnavas. Good. Then I would say we say goodbye now to our online audience, and we will take prasadam. We can't yet put prasadam into the mobile telephone and then it drops out on your end. This is not yet possible. Hare Krishna.